spanning the Valley of the Sun and all across the 48th state. This is the All Arizona Daily Download. Nothing but Arizona news stories on the Gatos and Chad Show. Number 3.
It was like talking to a wall.
I think it was more like pulling teeth. Or I'll give you this example. When you talk to like a third grader on the phone, you don't really get much back. And that's what our interview was like earlier today with Arizona Republican State Senator Paul Boyer.
Telling you, man, talking to Jack on the phone when he was little, it was awful. Just as awkward as you could get. Hey, how's it going? Tell me about your day. Fine.
What'd you do today? Nothing.
Did you have a good day at school? Yeah.
So GOP State Senator Paul Boyer comes out with this statement about the Arizona Senate audit. Quote, it makes us look like idiots. So we called him and said, hey, why don't we chat about this? You know, we haven't heard from any Republicans on this other than our friend Jan Brewer. So we invite him on. We're all on the same page that, you know, this Arizona Senate audit is a disgrace. It's all over television throughout the weekend. Arizona's being made fun of. And we asked Boyer about 3 times. Well, what do you think of this? Do you like what you see? Do you not like what you see? So it's like 2 minutes of pulling teeth, and then finally he says,
"Yeah, it's ridiculous to say that there were 40,000 ballots flown in from South Korea. Someone's been watching too many Mission Impossible movies.
I had no idea they were.
Yeah, I don't know why it
South
took us
Korea.
4 times to get there.
I thought it was China. That's where I thought we were going with this one last week. South Korea is a super new twist.
Yeah. So I don't know. It was a weird interview. We'll play it a little later. But, you know, it's almost like he did. I don't know if he was just having a bad day or, you know, if his Republican colleagues have said, oh, my goodness, you're coming out and saying that this Arizona Senate audit is bad. You can't do that.
How dare you not worship at the altar of Trump? How dare you? How dare you go against us?
You got to give him some credit for coming out.
Absolutely.
But he didn't answer any of our questions.
Nah.
There was like 15 seconds of dead air in between every question. We're like, dude, do you even want to be here?
You know, Becky and I were thinking, did we think maybe he thought he was going to come on here and it was going to be you and I going full throttle trying to attack him? Or maybe he's just not good, you know, in situations like this. Like, senators, McSally wasn't very good at this either. But you look at, like, Mark Kelly's okay at this, although he's been an astronaut, so he had some more stuff. But when they get to a national level, they have a better handle of the media. He just didn't feel like he had any handle of the media.
It was like talking to a guy who had call waiting going on his phone all the time, over and over and over again.
The All Arizona Daily Download. Number 2.
Grand Canyon trip lands a man in jail.
Look at that, with the call waiting. I enjoyed this. Yes, it's Grand Canyon. First of all, it's bad enough you're going hiking. Secondly, though, if you're going to do it, might as well break the law.
A Washington state man accused of organizing an illegal 153-person hike in the Grand Canyon.
First of all, again, I don't have 153 friends to do anything, let alone go somewhere. Hey, do you want to go outside with me and march somewhere really far where it's going to be tough and hot and annoying? Fantastic. You want to do it? Oh, you do? Okay, no.
Despite park officials repeatedly telling him that it violated their COVID-19 restrictions. Remember, this is federal land, so the restrictions are even much tighter on federal lands. Authorities say that Joseph Don Mount spent months organizing this October hike rim to rim. He's a healthcare executive in Washington State, by the way. Many of the hikers were not wearing masks, apparently. They did not socially distance.
Were they outside?
One person who complained about this said the size of Mount's group was, quote, way out of control. Mount is now facing a number of charges.
By the way, you can't bring 153 pre-COVID. I think the groups were tapped at like 30. So this is even pre-COVID, let alone COVID.
So what?
I know.
I mean, is this really that big of a deal?
You're going after.
I know.
They're not masked. Oh, my God.
Well, it's like you said. Are they outside? Are they at the Grand Canyon? You know, the Grand Canyon's outside.
It is?
There's not a roof on the Grand Canyon.
No,
I'm serious.
Again, don't tell Fauci.
But you couldn't do this before COVID. It's like Chad said, it was just...
Why?
Because I think it was just the size of the group. It's the same reason they're killing the bison, I guess, the trampling things and not caring. I guess they couldn't keep it under control.
Yeah, but you know how many people are in the Grand Canyon hiking it every day?
Yeah, but
a lot.
But not 150 all in one fell swoop. It'd knock everybody else off the trail. Think about it.
No.
And apparently they said that even if you brought that and you wanted to break them up into groups of five, you can't do it.
But we're really going to put this guy in jail for
no,
that?
This is the dumbest thing ever. First of all, you got people to go hiking. And in a day and age right now where we're worried about, you know, obesity and things of that nature, maybe you just go, you know what? You got people to go hiking. How about we don't do this again?
Hey, you know where you can't get COVID?
Where?
The Grand Canyon.
Grand Canyon.
Yeah. It's a big hole, and people are separated, and they're on all these different hiking trails. And I don't think you're going to need a mask, and I don't think you'll get COVID. Hey, you know where you can't get COVID?
Where?
The Grand Canyon.
There you go. Grand Canyon.
The All Arizona Daily Download. Number one.
When could Arizona reach herd immunity?
Could we reach it soon? How fast can we do it?
Right now, we're doing around 85,000 vaccines a week. So if we stay at that number each week, 75% of Arizonans would have their first dose of a vaccine shot by August 23rd.
We're already there.
You think we're herd immunity?
We're closer than people think. I mean, again, they're going by what? They're going by vaccinations, not by how many people have also had it. And so if you probably put both of them, we're getting very close. What do we have, like 600 today? You know, across the country.
You're talking about new cases?
Yeah. I mean, across the country, it's very minimal comparatively to a lot of other places, to what we used to see. At this point in time, I think we're getting as close as we can. And, you know, our Dr. Gottlieb, who's all over ABC and everything, he just says, you know what? I don't care if we get there or not. This is the way that it's going to be for a while, so you have to learn to live with this thing. Because with this thing always being here, you're never going to get to that place where you never see zero.
Yeah. I'm vaccinated. I feel great. I think I ate dinner twice over the weekend inside. Feel fine about it. I'm almost feeling fine about it. I went to a party on Saturday.
Oh, my God.
A lot of people were outside, some inside. I was outside a lot. I didn't worry. There were some people that were vaccinated. There were some people that weren't. I'm vaccinated. I'm going to be fine. I got 95% coverage. So I'm going and living my life. Here's the other thing. If Arizona could reach herd immunity soon, I was looking at this. Do you know what percentage of the world is fully vaccinated?
How much?
Like 3%.
Is that what it is? Fully vaccinated.
That's an awful number. Look how far and away better we are than the rest of the world in terms of vaccinations.
Yeah.
We have more vaccinations than we know what to do with. Today, 12 to 15-year-olds, the FDA says, yeah, go get your kids vaccinated. That's also going to help put this pandemic in the rearview mirror.
So funny.
But 3 or 4% of the world?
But look at the world. Look what you're dealing with. You have people, you have dictators in Africa who claim that if you take this, you know, it's essentially you're going to explode. And, you know, you've got India's just now getting some and they're a hot mess.
Oh.
You've got.
They have how many cases a day?
You know what, at this point, God knows how many
5,000 cases a day?
Oh, no. We're talking like 500,000.
Oh, sorry. 300,000.
Yeah. And it's a hot mess over there. We're so much better at this. We fought. But at the end of the day, when push came to shove, we knew exactly how to get this thing in and out to everybody. So we're getting close. All right, your Arizona Daily Download has been brought to you by Parker & Sons Plumbing and Electrical. Two-time winner of the Better Business Bureau's Ethics Award.
All right, lots to discuss. Should you get the hot person Pfizer shot or the Dolly Parton-funded Moderna shot?
She's not hot.
It's one thing we're working on. Plus, I guess, security at Veterans Memorial Coliseum. They're letting people in with knives. Isn't that nice? We'll discuss it on the Gatos and Chad show.
Arizona's news station, KTAR News, 92.3 FM.
Serious news, seriously entertaining. The Gatos and Chad show.
Ah. Hey, the Gatos Big Q poll question of the day.
Big Q.
Brought to you by your Valley Toyota dealers. You can go check it out at KTAR.com. I went to a party on Saturday. A guy comes up and goes, you know what? I really like you on that Broomhead show. And I said, you know, you should.
Really? Did he say that?
He goes, the guy goes, listen, I'm a big fan of Broomhead. I like when you come on the show.
Ah.
And I said, that's fantastic. So, and he listens to us too. So here's the question. you're not jealous or anything. I mean,
No, I'm just saying.
I mean, you got your big, you know, national show that, you know, millions of people listen to.
Listen,
I mean,
I'm on Thursdays with Jim Sharp at 5:12 in the morning because I'm here.
That's right.
And that's just, we have a good time.
That is right. Exactly. All right. Here's the cue. The Immuniband, something that you like very much.
No.
No, you don't.
It's worse.
The Immuniband, it is a bracelet, and it stores your COVID vaccine records, so you don't have to haul around your vaccine card. Yeah, it was really tough for me this weekend going to all the places, hauling around my vaccine card. Oh, did you hear the eye roll or no?
No.
Okay, there
Let's
was an
again.
Eye roll. Yeah.
Why? Because nobody asked you for that.
No one's carrying their vaccine card around.
No.
Okay. So went to dinner a couple times, went to a you know, friend's retirement party. She's getting out of teaching after almost 30 years. I'm telling you right now, man, ton of teachers are leaving. They're not putting up with this anymore.
No. And kids aren't coming back either. Did you see that?
I did. So this Immuniband, you wear it. It stores all the info that your vaccine card has. It costs $20. And I ask, would you wear one? And the number one answer is no at 85%. Really tough in this day and age to get anyone to agree on anything, especially when it comes to COVID. This one is a runaway. I don't think I'm going to do it.
That is awesome.
That's awesome.
It's exactly what you need to do. No, don't. That is just so silly.
Well, unless they're going to unless they're going to stop allowing people who are not vaccinated into certain places, you're not going to need the Immuniband. You're just not. If they stop allowing people who have not gotten the vaccine, let's say come into dinner, into a restaurant, or go to a movie theater, and I don't know if that's going to happen, but unless that happens, well, I'm not getting an Immuniband, and I'm not carrying my vaccine card around.
No, that's when I was getting the second shot, the lady's
Moderna.
She's all, can I get this laminated? I'm like, what?
People are starting. Yeah, people got their vaccine card laminated.
Oh my! What's wrong with you people?
I don't know.
My goodness me.
I mean, do you really want to be amongst the unwashed? Those who won't get vaccinated.
I don't care. I've got vaccinated. And if you're if it's as good as you said it in, then I shouldn't really care too much.
So, you know, in talking to people this weekend about the vaccine, because, you know, it's one of my favorite things to talk about, I learned a lot.
What'd you learn?
I learned that there are a lot of people that are waiting to get this thing, and they're probably going to end up getting it. I talked to 3 or 4 different people who didn't rush out, get the vaccine. You know, they're probably not going to get their kids 12 to 15 the vaccine that was just allowed today. They're waiting. And they're not against it. They're not anti-vaxxers.
No. It's the 20%.
Yeah.
That no matter what you do.
And that's fine.
They will never get it. Right. But there's always going to be 20%.
And how many?
It's the 80-20 rule, right?
How many of the 20% already got COVID or will get it?
There you go.
Well, then you're going to be immune one way or another.
Yeah,
so you just figure out how you want to get there.
You know, and then the ones who didn't, by the time that everybody else gets it, and there's not a lot of it, you know, going around, the chances you get it will continue to fall down. But this thing's not going anywhere anytime soon.
Yeah.
So let's all just get over ourselves.
But I was kind of, I was surprised, and I liked what I heard.
Yeah.
Because some of the people that I talk to that I know, I'm thinking, okay, they're not going to get it. They're not getting the vaccine. They're not going to do it. There's no way. And they said that they want to see a little bit more. They have a few more questions. And, the last thing I think we should do is shame anybody in getting it. Because if you try and shame people in getting the vaccine, they're going to dig their heels in. They're never going to get it.
No. Well, you got to make it their idea.
You keep saying that.
You make it their idea. Make it feel like, you know what? Everybody else has got it. You know what? I'm here. I'm not, you know, nobody else seems to have exploded by now.
Yeah.
So, and Bill Gates has enough troubles with the whole thing with Epstein. So, so there's really no reason for me to think I'll be farming for him in the near future. So now it's my idea. And because it's my idea, it's okay. That's how you do it.
Yeah. So I think a lot of us who are looking and saying we're not going fast enough. Well, we are going pretty fast, but not everybody's going to jump on the bandwagon right away. And what I've discovered is I think a lot of people are starting to get there. That we're just wanting to wait. And there's nothing wrong with that.
No, it's the agnostics. That's what I call it.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
They believe in something, but they believe in some vaccines, maybe not all vaccines, but they're not quite sure about this one. But over time, they'll be like, I'll get it.
All right, coming up next, apparently QAnon showed up at Veterans Memorial Coliseum.
As you do.
Apparently, the security at Veterans Memorial Coliseum, where they're auditing the ballots and all that, they're just letting people in with knives. Let's do that now. Let's let people in with weapons. That sounds fantastic. Nice security there. We'll talk about it next.
Arizona's news station, KTAR News, 92.3 FM.
Serious news, seriously entertaining. The Gatos and Chad Show.
Coming up at 4 o'clock, earlier today we spoke to Arizona GOP State Senator Paul Boyer about the audit. He has come out and said he would like possibly to take his vote back. He doesn't like what he saw, doesn't like what he sees. He says his party looks like, and I quote, idiots. So we did an interview with him, and boy, was that uncomfortable.
It was. That's a good way to describe it,
so
uncomfortable.
We'll replay it. I'll just leave it at that. It was weird, man. It was a weird interview.
Yeah.
It was a strange interview. We're all on the same side that what's going on at Veterans Memorial Coliseum is a disgrace. Even Boyer, a GOP state senator, who said that. You got to give him some credit for coming
Absolutely.
Out and saying that.
Zero problems with that.
And then he came on with us, and it was like, I don't know, man. It was weird. We're going to replay a little of that at 4. So we were talking about the audit, and, you know, it's just so disgraceful. And we've been through all of it, and, you know. So one of our reporters was verbally assaulted by something down there who probably shouldn't have been there. So Allie Vetner is a KTAR reporter. And she, you know, goes there and you get a few hours. You bring your binoculars because they put the media in such
a using Lloyd's binoculars?
Crazy place. Yeah. So she's there with a couple other people, media people, and some guy just comes over and just starts hammering her, like verbally assaulting her. Like, you know, and we're trying to find
because
out
because of her reporting.
I don't think so.
No.
What was it?
Oh yeah, that's right. We were mean to his buddy. Remember, he's supposed to be a journalist.
We being Gatos and Chad, were mean to this man's buddy, who is who?
The QAnon shaman.
Ah.
Jake Angeli,
so,
or whatever his name is.
Just a question. Do you let anybody into Veterans Memorial Coliseum? Because remember when there was no security and everybody was walking in? Reporters were like, hey, look at that. There's a ballot there and there's no security.
Yeah.
Well, now they supposedly had security and they let this guy in.
And for a couple days, it seemed like, okay, look, you guys can be here. You know, like we talked to Peter Seymour and a few others.
It's
they
media.
Ushered to them. It was media. It was media. Credentialed media. You have to show credential. You are part of the media.
So,
you're not somebody who's coming from a YouTube channel or you know, not that that can't be media, but real credentialed, like recognized media.
So today at Veterans Memorial Coliseum, they let in the QAnon shaman, the guy with the horns, they let in his BFF. And his BFF went up to Allie Vetner and started berating her.
Yeah, because, you know, we were very nice to him. He's got a mom. We weren't very nice to him.
Why would we be nice to a guy who broke into the Capitol?
Yeah.
Why would we be nice to somebody? Like,
look, I said I don't think he was violent, and he went in and said a prayer, but you went over to a place where that's the people's house, and you weren't the people that were invited to that house, right. And you went there, and that a group of those people that went into that place did a bunch of things that they should be ashamed of.
Right, and they should go to jail for it, and they will.
And they
have.
And they're going to have a chance. Some of them have already pled out, and some of them are going to have a chance to stand trial, and that's the beauty of our country, but you did this. Nobody else forced you to go in there. And you decided also to wear that ridiculous outfit.
Right. So the QAnon shaman's BFF starts berating one of our reporters. And I thought, first of all, it doesn't seem like he's part of the media. They just let him in. Second of all, when we talked to Allie earlier today, we asked this question. Did he go through the metal detector?
He did.
And what happened?
Before we were out on the deck outside of the Coliseum, like on the west side, kind of by the fairgrounds, you know, and when we were waiting to be in through security, he was talking to the sheriffs and, everybody was being friendly and he was saying, hey, you know, I have a knife on my backpack. Is that going to be a problem? And he was basically told to just put the knife in his backpack.
So you have a metal detector that's supposed to detect metal. And if it does detect metal, you're supposed to leave the metal behind. So the geniuses who are the security over there, whoever
they are. I don't know who they are right now.
They said, oh, You have a knife. Okay. Yeah, that's fine. Let me ask you a question. If it's like, if you're going to the airport and you're going through the TSA, do you think they let you on with a knife?
Well, probably, because the TSA doesn't really catch anything.
I mean,
but if you said, hey, I have a knife, or hey, I have toenail clippers. No, you don't. Those are bad. You can hijack a plane with them. That's what they're, there's where they are.
Yeah.
Apparently here, it's no big deal.
Why do you have a metal detector then?
That's a very good question.
What is the point of going, if you're the media, what is the point of going through the metal detector? If you have a knife, you tell the security there, the geniuses, I have a knife, and they say, go ahead.
What you got?
What you got? And then later we find out that this QAnon shaman BFF verbally assaults our reporter. And where are you, Ken Bennett? Are you working on this situation?
And apparently he granted some other people media access.
Yeah.
From and we don't even know who they are, but here's a guy who doesn't seem to be part of the media, hanging out with the media and getting in young Ali's ear, just you know, talking about how bad we are. Which, look, come on, get over yourselves.
Yeah. So the security still sucks. Why do you even have security if people are just going to walk in with a knife anyway?
And now they want to. They want all the passwords and everything so they can start getting in and looking at stuff. You know, hey, we need to get in and look at stuff. We need to find out everybody's records.
Yeah.
No, you don't. That's not part of this, bro.
So anyone could just walk in? It sounds like you don't necessarily need to be on a list. You just have to say, I have a knife. And then they say, that's fantastic.
You know what we could do? We
go
could
ahead.
Just find out. We call, hey, what color shirts is everybody wearing?
Yeah.
They're wearing blue. Fantastic.
Just wear a blue one today.
Just wear a blue one and just wander in.
I wonder if it's, they almost say, listen, if you do carry a knife, we believe in that, so walk in.
Yeah, well, that's fine. But I think you should let everybody else know. Look, we're okay with people having knives, and tomorrow, maybe bring a gun, see what that's like.
Can I bring a tank?
No, because it's not going to fit in the building.
Okay.
I don't think it could fit in the building. There's probably some area you could take it, right? Because they probably had monster trucks.
I mean, I've seen monster truck races there before.
Yeah, so there you go. So maybe you can.
So what's happening inside the building? You know, most people are on board about this is really a disgrace. They hired, you know, a crooked company. The liaison is crooked. He's an Obama birther. You're just not bright if you're an Obama birther. I'm sorry. You're just not. I mean, most people have gotten over the election. Maybe you have a few questions, but you've moved past it, but not in Arizona.
No.
In Arizona, 6 months after the election, we're still counting, you know, but now we're just letting anybody in. And now we're going to let people verbally assault reporters, and we're not going to screen them. And even when they tell you, I have a knife, they let you in. It's bad enough what's going on at the floor of Veterans Memorial Coliseum. Now the security, and I use that term very loosely, doesn't even care if you bring a weapon in.
Whoever security is.
All right, coming up next, let's see. Lance Armstrong, the horse. We got to talk about that.
Yeah. Who's excited about Lance?
They put their dog down. Now the whole world is angry at them. We'll explain it, the Gatos and Chad Show.
Arizona's news station, KTAR News, 92.3 FM.
A mashup of news, information, and entertainment. This is the Gatos and Chad Show.
All right, coming up at 4:05, if you missed our interview earlier today, we spoke to Arizona GOP State Senator Paul Boyer, who thinks this audit is pretty bad. If you didn't hear it, man, was that an uncomfortable interview.
Yeah.
And I don't know why, because all three of us are on the same page that this thing is a joke. But I don't know what Boyer was doing while he was on the air with us or what he, you know, somebody crapped in his cereal today. But you should listen to it. It's coming up at 4:05.
To Kill or Not to Kill was faced by this couple. They had a dog.
Mm-hmm.
His name is Bowser. They're an internet influencing kind of folks. They have a million subscribers across their YouTube, lots more on, I think it's about 500,000 on Instagram. This is how they make their life. They got a young kid, and they decided they had to put their dog down.
Friday, we had to put Bowser to sleep. Man, it's so awkward saying the words. I feel like I don't even know how to quite say it. And, you know, Dan is with me because Bowser was, I mean, he was our dog, but he was Dan's dog. This was not a decision we came to lightly.
Yeah, so they put it. People started getting upset. People started getting mad about them. Then they explained why they did it.
He's seriously injured a couple different dogs. It's oops, yeah. You know, and he doesn't mean it. Once Logan got to the point of being able to run around by himself.
Logan is their child. He's a pit bull terrier. So you've got a one-year-old youngster running around. He's already injured other animals. Remember, people are freaking out about this because, and they're tearing this couple apart. And, you know, everybody's, because we know how it is today and age, they're all after if you do something they think is wrong.
You know, he's really grabby, too. He grabbed onto Bowser's ear. You know, Logan got him so good that there was one incident that happened. Bowser got Logan in the face.
Sorry, I wouldn't have had to worry about putting him to sleep. I like Bowser ran away. I don't know. Right after the gunshot, he ran away. Oh.
So they put him to sleep
because it had bitten their 1 year old right. In the face.
Yeah,
it had this. That's what you do. You now maybe you could go and say, "Look, would somebody like to take the dog?" But when you get a dog that bites like that and already attacked other animals, you're at a point where, like in this day and age of lawsuits, I'm going to pass. Because I feel like this is going to end ugly.
Well, if you give the dog away, let's say I'll just give an example. Two people, boyfriend, girlfriend. Everything's fine. Then they have a kid. The dog going to bite the kid?
Probably.
Could. Or you just, here's another example. Give the dog away to a family of five. They got a couple small kids. Do you want to see that happen again?
No.
I'm certainly not for putting dogs down. I think it's horrific. It's honestly, it's one of the saddest things you could do in your entire life. But when you have to make a choice, well, it's my one-year-old or the dog, it's a pretty easy choice.
Yeah. And here's the thing. Once it starts biting, rarely it shows its kind of true nature. And it already attacked other dogs. There's a longer thing that it had attacked and really hurt some other dogs. You're at the point now where it's like, you know, this thing gets a chance. It's going to take something out. And at 1 year old, that's a negative because you couldn't live with yourself. That dog ate it, and knowing full well. And I worked for a vet when I was younger, my youth pastor, and he would say the minute it starts biting, the minute it bites humans and it's not out of pain, it's out of just anger. Sorry, not a lot you can do.
Did you see the other story in Houston today?
What?
There was a tiger in the front yard.
Of course it happens. You know there are more tigers in Texas in captivity than in the wild?
They called the police and said, "Can you bring your pet tiger back in the house?"